It's the Amos Katnangas Catch-Up.
Hit 107.
Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
I think I love you.
I want you to reach out.
Amos Ken Angus' Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Our billboards have been given up to singles around Adelaide. It's a picture of them. There's a number there. You call it up. You say, hey, I really like the look of blah, blah, blah. Perhaps Chantel, particularly. And then we put you on the phone with Chantel right now for a live session of phone dates.
Now, good morning, Chantel.
Morning, morning.
We're about to play your voicemails. Are you excited?
Yeah, a little bit nervous, but I'm excited.
Well, Chantel, I can say for you lot, the three of you that are on the billboards, we've got more messages than ever before, you included. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing what interesting messages we have for you.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Chantel. I think you have a beautiful smile. I'm 34 years old. My name's Ryan. I love animals, same as you. It's really funny because we have a lot of same interests and I'd love to meet you and have a date with you.
Hello. My name is Xander. I think you have a good profile and I have a matching profile.
Hi, my name's Colin. I'd like to leave a message for Chantel. I like what I see and I like what I read and I think we could have some great fun times together, so give me a bell back.
Hello, Chantel. It's Brian. Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Michael. I'm 29 from Adelaide. I work in the building industry, self-employed. We had a kiss more. He sounded down to earth. Hit me up if you're interested. We'll go for a drink or dessert to sweeten the deal.
Hi, my name's Chad. I'm 37 years old. I'm a primary school teacher. You look like you've got a fantastic smile, and I look forward to dropping a few one-liners and seeing if I can get that out.
Hey, Chantel. My name's Jamie. I'm 23 years old. I'm a plumber. I know you asked for someone over 30, but I can tell you now I'm a bit mature, so I seem about 30. If you took a look at me, my figure's about the age of a 40-year-old. give us a call.
Not aging gracefully there at the end. Chantel, heaps of voice messages. There's just a taste of what we got.
One sounded like real creepy, was breathing or something there, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were some strange ones in there, I'll be honest. But
oh, my God.
Hey, mate, you're still single. Don't shoot out for any possibilities of love.
Yeah, no, knock them down.
I'll talk to you next.
That's Amos.
Can't wait to meet you.
That was it.
So we're going to introduce you to some of the guys who have left you messages next. So we're going to have to bring your best banter. You're going to go on a live phone date. What are you going to be bringing?
Cool.
Have you thought about some of the content, some of the questions?
I've got a couple written down.
Take control, Chantel. That is my one bit of advice. Take control.
All right. See how we go.
History says they're awkward.
Yeah,
and creepy.
They are.
It's the Amos Katnangas Catch-Up.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
We've given up our billboards, so singles in Adelaide might happen to stand out above the rest and find love. Chantel is one of those singles. We've just heard the voicemails of the people who are interested in having a date with them. Let's stop mucking about and get into the best bit of this. Chantel, you're about to have three dates live on the radio for all to hear.
You excited?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
All right. One of the guys who left you a voicemail is Michael in Seaton. Your time starts now. Guys, start dating.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there, Chantel. How you going?
Not too bad. What do you like to do for fun?
For fun, I like to go road trips, camping. I like a bit of fishing, cooking, trying new restaurants out. Yeah, what about yourself?
Sort of thing.
Yeah, anything
same sort of thing. Same sort of thing. Like to go out, have a drink, you know, muck around with all the friends and all that thing. Seeing family. I'm a big on family and all that. So whereabouts are you living?
Nah, we're going to cut it off. We've got a lot of dates to get through.
Oh, not allowed to see where he lives.
It's got to be quick.
Oh, it was very quick.
Jamie in Greenacres, you are on date number two with Chantel. Your date has started.
Hi.
Morning,
Jamie,
Chantel. How's it going?
I'm well. How are you? Is this a 23-year-old?
Yes, I'm the young buck.
You obviously like older women then?
Yes, don't mind a good older woman. So, you know, she's the right one. She's the right one.
Right.
What do you do with yourself there?
I work in security. I work for Trade and Security. What about yourself? You're a plumber, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a plumber. So, you know, just work hard by day, bit of fun by night.
Right. And what do you like to do for fun? Where do you like to go? What do you like to do?
you know, don't mind going to the river, going to the beach, you know, having a good barbie with the fellas. You know, big family person as well. But what about yourself?
Same sort of thing. I've got family that live down the river way as well. Whereabouts do you go when you go to the river?
No, time's up there.
Done.
All right, well, let's introduce you to your last person, Chantel, for a date. Meet Chad, your time has started.
Good morning, Chantel. How are you going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well. Just about to start my day here at work. So, putting
up. And what did you do for work, sorry?
A primary school teacher.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
what year level?
Year 4 or 5s at the moment. So they're all standing outside my door staring at me.
Right. So what do you like to do for fun?
Catch up with mates, have a few drinks, sit down, play the guitar, enjoy a bit of a movie, this and that, yeah.
Good on the old guitar, are you?
I can hold my own. That's about it. Yeah, it's a bit of fun. Time.
All right. Well, there you go. That's all the time you'll get with Chad as well, and that means you've met our three singles who have left you voicemails.
If you're that class, you're giving Chaddy a little bit of grief, aren't you?
100%.
Imagine if your teacher was dating live on the radio.
All right, Chantel, we're going to organise a date for you over the weekend. Who would you like to go on this date with? Michael, Jamie and Chad, to remind you.
Maybe Michael. Only... Jamie sounded great, but he's too young. I've done the cougar thing before. It doesn't work, so...
Michael, you're in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I can't wait to be watching a dinner table with you guys. Oh, what a hoot.
Excitement's through the roof.
Congratulations. We've had great success last week. Our two Billboard singles, Zoe and James, both found third and fourth dates, so... Looks exciting. That's it for us. Amos Katanangis.
Cool. Oh.
Catch up with Amos Katanangis.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
You know what it is. We've given up our billboards. We're putting Adelaide singles up there, a picture of them, with a number that people can leave a voicemail if they like the look of them. Let's meet Reese, who's up on the boards right now.
G'day Adelaide, my name's Reece, I'm 27, I'm a town planner, bit of a blokey bloke, so I love my footy, love my palmies, love my camping and fishing. I guess a girl I'm looking for is someone with a fun personality, someone who likes to make a good time out of any situation, if that's you, make sure you hit us up.
This was a nice guy to chat to at length, wasn't he, Reece, yesterday?
Exactly. Well, I can confirm those billboards have been up for 24 hours and we've had more voicemails than ever before.
Wow.
Let's check in and see who has left messages for Reece.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, my name's Tara. I'm 32. I love fishing. I love camping as well, football. And I have a saying as well. I'm no squirrel, but I'm happy to look after your nuts.
Hello, Reece. It's Paulina. Basically, I'm 34. I'm a vegan. I'm a salsa dancer and I work at a chocolate factory. But I think we'd get along well because you're cute and I love dancing, so I'd be more than happy to go with you to the woolshed.
Hey Reece, my name's Terry. So I saw your ad and I just thought you looked absolutely cute and adorable, and like, if I was to say something, you'd be a fine apple. I'd love to meet up with you, maybe ride the bull at the woolshed. Give me a call sometime, cutie.
My name's Hum. I'm just ringing up in regards to Reece. You look great on Facebook and I love the woolshed, and I think I can make a good time out of any situation, especially in the bedroom. He is a fine apple.
I'm a bit nervous here, but I really like the cut of his jib. If Reece could give me a call back, that'd be great. My name's Michael.
Now, those are genuine voicemails left for you, Reece. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Now, I'm not sure if you're a gay icon or you've got just a few friends.
Yeah, your mates.
A few mates who have seen you up there, or I don't know. Who's to say?
Yeah. What do you think, Reece?
To be honest, I didn't recognise any of those blokes that called in.
So okay.
A bit worried there.
We were certain they were your friends because you had, the gay community loves you, Reece.
Reece
just
the footy club to me.
Yeah, the Aussie bloke.
I don't know what to say. I'm flattered, I guess.
Should also quickly mention the references to fine apple. That was your Tinder joke. You know, what's your favourite fruit? You'd be a fine apple. So a lot of people referencing that in voicemails.
Which is good, which is great. And I didn't mind, was it Tara's pick-up line as well with the squirrel?
Okay. Well, Reese, we've got, honestly, voicemails flooding in for you. We'll let you make a decision tomorrow where we actually will set you up on some phone dates with some people that have called in.
Perfect. Looking forward to it.
Would you be open to taking a male phone date just to see why the gay community loves Reese?
Probably not. I wouldn't mind hearing a few more, I guess, because it's quite funny, but I'm not too sure about that.
All right, well, have your fingers and toes crossed, but you are at the mercy of us, mate.
You never know, mate. You know, you might awaken something with you.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.